juxtapose, to compare and contrast two concepts while on the roam in Jacksonville, Florida.
You're caught in a mix. Welcome to Juxtapose, presented by Mix Theory Studios.
This show is called Juxtapose. We're here to ask you, are you a native?
First coast of the new world where distant travelers first roam, to the bold city of the south where only locals considered it home. As we enter the new shift, new people travel at will to migrate to a place they call home, Jacksonville.
This show is called Jacksonville.
Hello, I'm Josh.
And I'm Keisha.
And we'll be
your host to the city. I'm coming now. I want the world to know. I got to let it show. Diana Ross, 1980. Josh, you know the song?
Kinda.
Yo, how do you feel about the nightlife scene in Jacksonville?
I think it's a good time. I haven't been able to enjoy it too much because I'm not 21 yet. But, you know, from what I've seen, I've had a good time.
Bummer, not 21. Let me tell you. Bay Street right here, Club Myth is off the chain. And I love to go on the riverside, getting on the roof at Hop Team. Sometimes they have a live DJ. Sometimes they're just playing music. Birdies is nice over there. There's a lot of things to do. And even going down Main Street and 6th Street, there's a lot of beer joints that you can stop whenever you do get 21.
Mm-hmm.
If that's going to be your thing, you know what I mean? But yeah, right on. I love the nightlife. I'm coming now.
Well, we talked with Justin Little at Ruby Beach Brewing. And I have to say, Justin knows a thing or two about Jacksonville's nightlife. Originally from Macon, Georgia, Justin did a few summer internships in Jacksonville before moving here full-time in 2012. Let's hear what he has to say about finding our spots in Jacksonville as a transplant.
I have only just gotten to the point to where I enjoy living here. Jacksonville is a very conservative place, very beautiful place, right? And then I learned more about the history of Jacksonville, which kind of influenced me to appreciate it a bit more. But it was very conservative, very slow. It's also very decentralized. And I know that happened at like the government level first, and then that just kind of spread throughout the culture of the city, right? But that decentralization, people oftentimes just operate or live in their own pockets. So years ago, after I moved here in 2012, a lot of the social activity you saw was like insulated into certain areas of the city. If you went out to the beach, you were like a beach person who you just did the beach things. If you're a person who hung out on the north side, that's what you kind of contained yourself to. And so a lot of the social offerings were based on word of mouth. Right? And just kind of that natural navigation of, you know, social events and things like that, right? And relationships. But for a transplant, for me, I am a bit more introverted than a lot of other folks. It was kind of tough to understand what the city offered as a whole, right? So when I moved here, I literally used to keep a document on my computer of like 20 websites to visit, just to understand what was going on throughout the week, right? 904 Happy Hour, The Buzz, then other parts of town would have their own specific website. So this was before people used like Eventbrite, before they really used Facebook events really heavily, and before some of the like Meetup, some of these other platforms sprung up. So I would have to look at all of that stuff to figure out what the heck was going on, right? But now it's a bit different. And they're leveraging digital technology a lot more. And I think the pandemic, after being shut in, it really drove people to want to get outside and do stuff. So it's ironic in a sense that before the pandemic, there was very little things that really were open to a diverse or wide group of people that happened during the week. Like Mondays, you had like Martini Mondays, right? And that used to be at like Indochine in San Marco, and then it moved to XO on St. John's Bluff. And then Tuesday through Thursday, it was just kind of like whatever local dig you can get into. And then, you know, your weekend started on Friday. But now people are having their karaoke nights. They're having their bingo nights. They're having all sorts of themed nights like throughout the week. And that's definitely enhanced my social experience here. So I enjoy it more now. Ironically, in the past tumultuous 2 years we've had, right, than I have the 8 years prior.
Man, Keisha, after listening to Justin, it makes me think we moved here at the right time, at least in his view. He said the pandemic really opened up new social opportunities for him.
Yeah, I agree, because There were no karaoke nights. There were no DJ nights. There were no house nights. There were nothing going on. People didn't even want you in their house. With me being a DJ, I wasn't going to take that risk of going to a crowded house anyway. But now I'm getting calls like here and there. Can you do karaoke up here? Can you do karaoke there? Can you come to do my baby's birthday party? Can you host a pride party? Mm-hmm. Of course I can host a pride party. So, yeah, it's opening up a lot of things for me as a DJ and also a lot of things for me as being a producer, too, because people are like, I need some music so I can go record.
Right. I think after being locked down and shut down, everybody's really appreciating the ability to get up out of the house and go mingle with friends, go out, be outside, get fresh air, and, you know, socialize.
Right, right. And then that gets us to meet new people. You know, because I haven't been here that long, so I'm starting to meet new people, people that have been here and people that can show me around, and also people that are just like me that didn't know anything about the city. So that's a great thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, Justin, he's right about the city's neighborhoods giving off different vibes. Let's find out why Justin hangs out and why.
I like all the areas just at different times, right? So I like Northside like once a month. I really enjoy that space to kind of just be around people who look like me, listen to the same things I like, share the same experiences I do, right? On any random night, I do like Five Points and then King Street, AKA Riverside, just because, for one, there's no entry fee, right? So it's very easy. People tend to be like real chill and laid back, but I'm more of a beer drinker too. So you find a lot more like craft beer offerings in that space as well. I kind of have a routine that I do sometimes, like Thursdays. I'm really cool with Nick Fresh, and he's probably like my favorite DJ I've ever listened to because he really loves music. He really studies music, and none of his sets are the same. So I don't even know if he has a set, right? Because nothing sounds the same. But on Thursdays, he'll do Hoptinger's Second Floor, and I'll always try to make sure I go by, even if I'm not spending the whole night there, just to say what's up, right? In terms of the beach, I just now started going back to the beach. It's been fun, probably fun because of the people I've been with, but there was a particular Memorial Day where a lot of kids got to scrapping down at the beach, right? And I was there that day. And so after that, kind of like the beach council, they changed all the rules on the beach. So then you had the dress code, police at every certain kind of interval, and it wasn't like that before, right? I tried to go to Tavern after a couple years, and they were like, oh, you got holes in your jeans, you can't get through. I'm like, man, this is a bar, like, on the water, like, it's at the beach. So that kind of change really repelled me from going there. But now, even though there's still that dress code, it's become a bit more fun to go, just because of, like, different musical offerings a lot of times. So. Like Salt is a very different place because they play more hip hop there. But what you tend to find at some of the beaches would be like the same music, just a different DJ. It's like, okay, three guys are doing EDM blended music at three different spaces. So you get the same like vibe and energy. And I want something different. Like I want your personality to show, or I want a place to have a certain kind of character, right? Like, you know, if you go to Garage on King Street, you get a different feel than when you go to Loft. And sometimes you just want to get that unique feel. So it would probably be the three places where I contain myself the most.
Dang, I might need to map out my social calendar to Justin's. He seems to know all the great spots.
Right. And he really nailed how the music and the DJ controls the atmosphere in the clubs and the bars. You know what I think is so unappreciated as a DJ? Being able to control the crowd. It's an art. And people notice if you're playing the same tire set night after night. I do not like a lazy DJ.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. It bugs me.
As long as you can feel your crowd, I can get the crowd to vibe with me. I can pretty much figure out what kind of music they like, what kind of mood they're in, and I can set the tone.
How did you learn how to DJ? There's not many female DJs, right?
I learned how to DJ on my own. Everything I learned is actually self-taught. And there actually are more female DJs than people think. There's a lot of us out there, and we're awesome.
I bet.
Next week, we will talk with some of Jacksonville's LGBTQ plus community. And speaking of nightlife, there is really nowhere for the LGBTQ plus to go except for In Cahoots and Park Place. Being in the LGBT community, I'm actually having an event on May 21st in Jacksonville. It's going to be called the Pose and Glow. It's a neon party. I'm going to be DJing, and my sister Skylar Blue, she's going to be hosting. It's Infinite Entertainment. all of us, we got this little crew, and we're going to be actually doing a lot of more stuff for the LGBTQ team and the allies and anybody that just want to have a place to relax, let their hair down and have a good time and just kind of pose and glow with us, you know?
That's awesome. And, you know, that was kind of like a culture shock for me. I'm from Orlando. Very, you know, progressive vibe. I grew up down the street from Pulse. You know, and coming here, kind of see that there is obviously underrepresentation of that community was a shock to me.
Yeah, it's crazy because I was strolling on the beach and I was looking like every beach that I've been to, Miami and Atlantic City, there's like some place. But on that beach, it's like, unless there's some hidden symbol that I don't know about, there's not even a place on the beach to go. So we're definitely trying to change that around. And this event is going to be pretty fun. If anybody want to join us, you can get the tickets on Eventbrite. Right now, the tickets are $15. We're even having a cash prize also. So it should be a good thing.
Right on, right on.
Jacksonville, Florida was founded in 1822, and it's time to celebrate the city's bicentennial birthday. 200 years of business, art, education, and industry are coming to the forefront, celebrating history and pushing forward. The Jacksonville Historical Society and community are banding together to host programs, events, promoting local talent and businesses just for this occasion. If you're an artist who would like to get involved in some of the art events happening on June 11th, reach out to Ron Episcopo at 954-857-4831 or the Art Center Cooperative at tacjacksonville.org.
We want to thank Justin Little for talking with us at the Brunch and Boogie event at Ruby Beach Brewing, and for you for continuing to listen to and support Jaxtapose, an MTS original podcast.
What's your story? Is Jacksonville your home? Or have you been drawn to Duval for the possibilities unknown? As a native art transplant, what does River City mean to you? Maybe you'll catch us next time to share your local view.
We also want to thank our production team, Dante Belton,
Vince Locke,
Lakeisha Willis, and Josh Cuellar.
And our creative director, Shannon Vivar, our in-house producers, Punch Boy, and DJ PM with DJ Cap on the mic.
Check out our show page at mtsjax.fm for transcripts and sources of statistics mentioned in this episode. If you like what you've been listening to, consider donating to buymeacoffee.com/jaxopposeteam.